Thank you, Brother Chapman. And everybody said, praise the Lord. It feels so good to be in Texaco tonight. Hallelujah. Appreciate that very fine choir singing. It's so nice to see the young people really worship the Lord. But there is something about worship that's contagious. And it spreads. It can break out in one corner and before you know it, it's all over the congregation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to see so many of you fine people that I have known over the years. And it's wonderful to come back and see you still loving the Lord, still faithful, still going to church, still loving Jesus. That's really the only thing that counts and matters this day and age. Praise the Lord. So good to see your smiling faces. The Texaco District has always been one of the very best, as far as I'm concerned, and still is. Amen. Amen. We appreciate all the fine ministers of this district. Lord bless you, all the good saints of God. Let's have an old-fashioned Pentecostal hoedown. What do you say? Hallelujah. 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 I feel such a strange feeling. I want to run, holler, jump up and down, and do it all at the same time. Praise God. Praise God. I'll never forget the first time I walked into a Pentecostal service in America. In Palestine, it was, you know, real normal-like. We just had normal services. And I'll never forget the first time I heard the missionary preach that I was saved under. He was so calm in Palestine. And I came to America and he went to preaching and he jumped that high. And I looked at him and I thought, what in God's world is he doing? And they went to shouting the Lord, shouting and worshiping the Lord there in Indiana. I've never been in anything like that before in my life. But boy, did I like it. Hallelujah. It must have rubbed off some way, somehow, because I really like it. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't feel just exactly right until I just cut up a little bit. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you what. We can be real brave on the outside a lot of times and real brave on the inside. But sometimes, you know, we're not very brave. I wonder if there is anybody here tonight in this congregation just loves the Lord so much that you'd like to do something demonstrative to demonstrate your love for the Lord tonight. I wonder if there's anybody that'd be willing to stand on their tiptoes and raise both of their hands just as high as they can. Reach for the sky, and then with a loud, clear voice, say, I love you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord! I love you, Jesus! Hallelujah! I love you, Jesus! Praise God! Praise God! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Thank you, Jesus! Praise the Lord! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. Amen. This is so beautiful. Feels so good. Amen. You know, sometimes we're guilty of just saying, I love you, Jesus. It is coming right from here somewhere. And we say, hallelujah, and it's right from here. Amen. We don't really even sometimes realize what we're saying because we say it so many times. We go to church so often that sometimes we become really neglectful when it comes to our worship. It almost becomes a set pattern, a routine, a ritual. And we say, everybody say, praise the Lord. Everybody says, praise the Lord. And really, it's not from the heart. Really, it's not. Amen. I want us to try something else tonight. I want us to all say, hallelujah. No, you're too obedient. I don't mean right now, just after a while. Amen. I don't know if any of you have ever been to a wedding in the Middle East. A time of wedding in the Middle East is a time of rejoicing. They get very, very, very happy about it. It's not just a wedding, you know, that you just decide to get married. They just make a big to-do of a wedding. Sometimes it's at least 3 days to a week. And there is a sound that they make when everybody is just really happy. They just get out with a sound. It sounds something like this. And you know, the word hallelujah actually has a joyous sound. And I understand that the old timers, that's how they said it. They said, hallelujah. What they were doing, they were letting their joy be known unto their bridegroom. Hallelujah. They are the bride and he is the bridegroom. Praise the Lord. They are just telling the Lord how happy they are, how joyful they are, how enriched their life is, even by the thought that they are the bride of the living Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't make you say it the Far Eastern way or the Middle Eastern way or the old-fashioned way, but let's say it and let's start down at our toes and come all the way up. And let's just say, hallelujah. Will you do that? Come on, do it with me, will you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's do it again, shall we? Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Let's do it again, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Hallelujah! 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 Glory to God! Glory to God! Let's say it one more time together now! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, I feel the mighty presence of God tonight. Oh, yes! Hallelujah! 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 For the Lord dwells in the praise of His people. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, turn with me to the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've had requests for Sister Kershaw and for John to sing. They'll sing for you tomorrow night, the Lord willing. The 10th verse, Genesis 13 and 10. 13 and 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plains of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. I would like to speak to you tonight by the help of God and your prayerful attention on a subject that has been a real challenge to my heart recently. And I pray that I can challenge you and provoke you to action. Where is your altar and sacrifice? Where is your altar and sacrifice? I read a very well-known text. It's almost a tragic text. It's a text that makes you look at the life of a man, and then it causes you to ask yourself many questions. Those words are so tragic. And Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. It was not an afterthought. It was not done in a belligerent attitude. It was not a decision that was predicated upon wishful thinking. But here is a man that came to a tragic decision simply because of the life that he lived. When we look into the life of Lot, we will see a man that had one of the most tremendous opportunities to be a great man for God. He was availed a real great privilege and honor to have been affiliated with one of the greatest men that the Bible has ever taken time to mention. He rubbed shoulders daily with that man called Abraham. And the Bible tells us that he was a friend of God. Abraham called out on his way to the land of his calling. In his company was Lot. When we study the life of Lot, there is something that is so conspicuous in his life. Something that stands out, if I may say, as a sore thumb. We see that in his walk with God, as he was among the number that came out with Abraham to go to the land of their calling, there was something that was missing in his life. In the pattern of his life, in the schedule of his day, in the way that he set his sail upon the treacherous seas of this world, he left something very important out of his life. And it comes to me as a shock, and yet it does not. It comes to me tonight with a very fearful thought. Here is a man that never, on his own volition, never under the influence of his own will, never was he ever motivated by his own desire to build his own personal altar unto the Lord and offer his own personal sacrifice. Now, he was a man that was blessed of God. But the reason that he was blessed of God was simply because he traveled in the company of a man that was not a stranger to altars and to sacrifices. Abraham daily built his altar and daily offered his sacrifice. And because God blessed Abraham, Lot was also blessed. I have been so challenged lately as I looked inwardly and I took stock of myself and my experience and my standing in the United Pentecostal Church. Ladies and gentlemen, I must confess to you that I am enjoying far too many blessings that I personally did not build altars for, neither did I offer sacrifices of my own. I am afraid that far too many of us, we have forgotten the Abrahams of old that have traversed this path of faith, and they had their faith so strong and so great and so courageous as they trotted this path of faith before us. And because of those patriarchs of old, those old-timers, as we call them sometimes, that knew the real meaning of sacrifice, the real meaning of hardships, the real meaning of doing without, there are far too many of us enjoying too many blessings that we did not pay any price for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in my own heart, I made a consecration. God, I must correct this some way, somehow.
And then I looked into my church. And if every preacher would preach with me tonight, and every child of God would preach with me tonight, we look into our churches. And friend, as I said last night, I did not come to criticize. But do believe me, I came to challenge. I came to uproot. Hallelujah. I came, friend, praying to God that I can change you, not for the worse, but for the better, that you may better do the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. I am sorry to say that there are far too many lots in my own local congregation. There is only a nucleus in my congregation that have the Abraham spirit. Only a nucleus that are not afraid of building their personal altars and offering their personal sacrifices. And as a result, the rest of them are enjoying the blessings of God because of that nucleus that is willing to pay the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me challenge you tonight. Let me challenge you, and you be honest with yourself. Are you an Abraham, or are you a Lot? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, the time is so short. I can't wait to preach on prophecy in this camp meeting. But before I get to my prophecy message, I want to challenge you. The time is so short. I'm convinced 100% that this is the rapture generation. Hallelujah. And if this is the rapture generation, it's time that I have learned to be an altar builder and a sacrifice offerer to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's time that I had a personal walk with God that will defy the gates of hell. It's time that I've anchored my spiritual life in the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For friend, I want you to know that everything that can be shaken shall be shaken. For Satan desires your soul. And if I know my heart, I want to be ready when the Lord calls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I want you to know, my friend, when the time for decision came, what would a man do that knows nothing about sacrifice and nothing about altar building? How can he choose ruggedness when his life has been nothing but soft? He looked at the rugged hills of Judea and he said, "Too hard for me." He looked at the well-watered plains of Jordan. He says, "That suits me fine." But friend, that decision was the result of his past life. That was the result of his past life. How can a man that never built an altar or offered a sacrifice choose the hills of Judea? They are rocky. They are barren. You must work hard to eke a living from the hills of Judea. But there comes Abraham. Hallelujah. There comes that altar builder. There comes that man that put God first in his life. There comes that man that goes into his sheepfold and gets the best and offers it to God. And he says, "I'll take the hills. You take the plains." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he pitched his tent towards Sodom. And what a tragic ending. In a cave, intoxicated, committing incest with both his daughters. Why such a tragic end? Because he would not acquaint himself with the altar and with the sacrifice. Oh, I challenge you tonight. I challenge you tonight to go back to your church and become an altar builder. Hallelujah. I challenge you to go home and become a mature Christian in Christ Jesus. I challenge you to go home and reach down and touch the solid rock upon which you can build a sure foundation that is immovable, that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know, my friend, I got the Holy Ghost. I was turned loose on this world without any teaching. I came to America. I knew only one family. I went to Tulsa Bible School. I was by myself. And some of the loneliest hours of my life, some of the hardest trials that any young man away from home could ever undergo. But friend, I want you to know, there was a place in that dormitory that I hold very close to my heart right now. And I'm sure the dormitory doesn't even stand. But in my heart, there is a place when that loneliness would come, when that discouragement would try to overcome, when that cloud of darkness would sit heavily on my head, I would go to that corner and I would get on my knees and I'd say, oh God, you sent the missionary all the way to Palestine. You spoke to my heart with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want you to speak to me again right now. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the power of God and the glory of God and the Shekinah of God would rest upon my soul, friend. And I would leave that place a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I challenge you to find that place that will set your soul on fire and make you an altar builder. Hallelujah. And a sacrifice giver. Here he comes. Oh, hallelujah. Everything is all right. Hello, Samuel. Hello, Saul. How is everything? Everything is fine. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Come on now, boys. Hurry up. Come on, build the altar, boys. Come on. Build the altars. Hurry up. What is it, Saul? Oh, I'll tell you what. I brought some beautiful cattle. Oh, we're going to offer sacrifice now to the Lord. Wait, 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 wait. Where did you get the cattle from? Oh, you know, we went down to destroy the Amalekites. And, oh, wait a minute now, wait a minute now. Samuel, wait a minute. I know what the Lord said. I know. Don't you tell me what the Lord said. I know the Word of God just as well as you do. I know what He said. He said, utterly destroy. But you didn't see what I see. Oh, brother. I saw some beautiful cattle. And I decided that that would be a beautiful offering unto the Lord. And He says, wait, 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 wait. Wait! Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God has rejected you even this night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I looked at that. I could have never understood it. For years, I have wrestled with these scriptures. God is a lover of sacrifice. Why would He reject such a sacrifice? That sacrifice was not even a part of Saul. It was not a part of him. He was not offering God anything. It was not a part of him. And I thought about that. And I said, oh God, every generation, and listen to me closely now, every generation demands that they hear Pentecost as it fell on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Let me tell you in essence what I'm saying. I'm saying that this day, this generation that you and I are living in, they deserve to know Pentecost in its reality. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you something, friend. It's been eating on me. Have we been handing the world a historical Pentecost? Listen to me. I have looked inwardly. I have thought to myself, are you offering the world a historical Pentecost? Wait a minute. But I spoke in tongues 28 years ago in the small town of Ramleh in Palestine. And I spoke in tongues without stopping for 4 hours. But that's not what I'm asking you. I know that 28 years ago you spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. But now you're preaching the gospel. And what are you offering the world? Are you offering them an experience that you received 28 years ago? Or am I offering this world an experience that is a part of me now? Hallelujah. Did I pick up my altar from that little mission house and carry it with me and keep my altar alive and my sacrifice upon that altar? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, this generation deserves the real Pentecost. I'm going to start preaching in a little while. Listen to me, friend, and listen to me closely. And I say that without qualifications or with all the qualifications that you need. I do not believe that the charismatic movement is of God. Now, I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I'm preaching to you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may have begun as such, just as the letter rain did 30 years ago. It may have begun as such. But ladies and gentlemen, the charismatic movement as I know it now and as I see it today, it is the first class enemy of the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I'm preaching a personal Pentecost. Not a traditional, not a historical, but a fresh Pentecost. A fresh Pentecost. A Pentecost that is bathed with the hot blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 And I make those statements qualified. You may not agree with me, but I'm preaching from personal experience. You know that I give people every chance in the world. We had a wonderful revival in our church. Over 80 people received the Holy Ghost. We had the son of the president of the Chamber of Commerce. His brother was a Catholic priest. He came to our church during that revival. He knelt in the altar. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Went to the baptistry. Was baptized in the lovely name of Jesus. His wife also. Several couples, lovely couples, came in. And they were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. One lady, she woke up the next day All she had in her wardrobe was pantsuits. And the Holy Ghost said, you can't wear them. Hallelujah. I'm just quoting what Edna said. The Holy Ghost told her, you can't wear them. She put on the only dress she had, about $100 dress. And when Glenn, her husband, woke up, she was frying eggs with the best dress that she had, the only dress that she had. And he said, my God, Edna, what's going on? She said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know this one thing. I was made sick to my stomach last week, or week before last. One of our preachers, and I don't want to believe this, my God, but it's the truth anyhow. One of our pastors, God, please have mercy on our soul. What's happening to us, Pentecost, is becoming traditional. It's becoming historical. It's no longer personal. It's not fire bursting in our soul. One of our pastors said, our women are pestering me and driving me nuts to wear pantsuits, and I'm going to give them the right to do so. Not Church of God, not Assemblies of God, United Pentecostal Church. And my friend, that's the telltale signs that we're losing our touch with the Almighty God. Oh, let our theme song be, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And if our Pentecost is traditional, there are going to be a lot of lots in a cave with a tragic end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I had a new converts class. And I began to teach the women holiness like it should be taught, like the Bible teaches it. Hallelujah. They accepted the revelation of the oneness of the Godhead. They accepted baptism in Jesus' name. Oh, they enjoyed talking in tongues. They could talk in tongues more than any three people put together. They wanted to worship God, and that's fine. I think that's one of the most wonderful things to do, is worship God. But when it came to the dress code, when it came to the dress code, and let me remind you right now, friend, the man that was cast out of the wedding, his dress code was wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His dress code was wrong. And I'm here to tell you that God still requires that a woman look like a woman and a man look like a man. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to know, friend, I feel a burden in my heart tonight. I know that I'm nobody. I know I'm just a voice. But while I have the privilege to speak, I have promised God that I will preach what the Holy Ghost lays on my heart. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not running for any office, and I don't think it's wrong to have an office. No, sir, I'm just not office material. Amen. But I want you to know right now, I feel like even if I had 13 offices, that I've got to preach what the Holy Ghost lays on my heart tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, friend, we better get a hold of ourselves. And this Pentecost, this wonderful Pentecost, this great Pentecost, this exciting Pentecost, we don't have to compromise it to reach the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Its power has never diminished. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 And I'm certainly not bragging, I'm sick. I have never rejoiced over losing anybody from my church. Never. I do not glory in driving people out of my church. God never called me to drive anybody out, but to drive them in. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm sick when I tell you this. I'm not rejoicing in the fact. I am sick that these people refused to stop wearing their pantsuits and their jeans, and they decided to go to a charismatic prayer group. I want to tell you something now. Dr. Criswell made a terrible statement about talking in tongues, but there was some element of truth in what he said. The charismatic movement is being run by the women. And it's women that's not qualified. And there are more erroneous doctrines being spawned out of charismatic prayer groups. Friend, it's keeping all the world in a daze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what do we do? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll stay just exactly like God said for us to do. Hallelujah. 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 He says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not and cannot, hallelujah, prevail against them. I have made up my mind, friend, that these beautiful truths that brought me all the way from Palestine, put me into the bride of Christ, hallelujah, set my soul at liberty, has given me this beautiful victory. It's good enough for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't change it. Just leave it alone. Don't change it. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Let me preach tonight, will you? Let me preach. Let me preach. My God. I tell you, I'm hungry for something real. Hallelujah. I want the real touch of God on my life. I'm hungry for something real. Something that's brought down in an old-fashioned prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Something with the element of sacrifice behind it. Somebody with the real touch of God on their life. I'm hungry for the genuine move of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for Pentecost tonight. I thank God for our fine cars, our fine homes, our fine churches, our wonderful saints. I thank God that I'm afraid we've become so busy. We have become so taken away with the temple. My God, and with the things of the temple, until we've lost Jesus. And we are about a day's journey away. And we have not recognized that the Master is not in our company. Oh God, let me take my eyes off the rituals of Pentecost and get my eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Remember now, I'm challenging you. I don't know whether you got the spirit of Abraham or the spirit of Lot, and I'm not here to find out, but I'm here to challenge you. Let there be a ringing voice in your mind and heart right now. God, let me be an altar builder. Hallelujah. Let me be an altar builder. All right. Two brothers building altars, offering sacrifices. And listen to me right now. Listen to me. Cain offered the best that he had. Did you hear me? He offered God the best that he had. But in the Old Testament, when you offered God fruits and vegetables, that was a sacrifice of praise. And a sinner is not qualified to come into the church and offer God a sacrifice of praise. A sinner must first come to God, and the first offering that a man will offer God is a blood sacrifice. For with that blood, there is no remission of sins. And Cain offered God the best that he had, but his best was not good enough. And I'm getting so sick and tired of people coming to me and saying, my loved ones are doing the best that they can. Friend, it's not good enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How did Abel know to offer a lamb? How? By instinct? No. He was taught by his father and mother. Because after they sinned, their first offering had to be a blood offering. And they were taught. And that's why Abel offered a blood sacrifice. But Cain was self-willed. I'll do it my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, friend, and you listen to me closely, I believe with all of my heart that a man can come to church and come to the altar and receive the Holy Ghost in a short time. I believe that with all of my heart. But I'm afraid, friends, and listen to me carefully. I don't want to be misunderstood, but I'm afraid we have too many Cains that have walked into our churches and offered God an unqualified sacrifice, a sacrifice of praise. And if you please, they even spoke in tongues. And I don't believe that they have the same Holy Ghost that I have. Hallelujah. Let me major on that just a little bit. You listen to me. They came. I know you can repent while you're walking down the aisle. I believe that. I believe that. You can repent in a split second. I believe that. And receive the Holy Ghost. But I believe that the Holy Ghost that God is giving is a Holy Ghost that separates you from your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friend. I got the Holy Ghost. War broke out. The missionaries left. I wasn't taught anything. But there was a Holy Ghost instinct. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of a Catholic priest spoking in tongues and still smoking his pipe. That's not the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm so tired of this charismatic movement speaking in tongues and still smoking their cigarettes, wearing their pantsuits, swapping their mates. I want you to know, my friend, it's a sin and an abomination against God. Hallelujah. Without blood, there is no remission of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I know you can repent on your way down to the altar. My God, I've seen people not too long ago. We were having a service, and the power of God moved, and we were rearranging the furniture. My, were we having us a time. About that time, there was a lady midway up the altar or up the, whatchamacallit. There was a lady, and she walked out. And my goodness, saints of God, I could have scraped enough paint off of that darling to paint it one of the biggest barns in Texas. Oh, she was dolled up and painted down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she came towards me, and I thought, oh God, she's fixing to ball me out. I don't know. Because we were wild that night. We were just tearing up stumps. Hallelujah. And she came to me. She took me by the hand. And she said, Brother Kershaw, can I have it too? Can I have it too? I says, what in God's world does she want? Isn't it pitiful to be so taken up and just tearing the place up? And a sinner walks down to you and says, can I have it too? I says, what do you want? She said, I want the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all she saw was a demonstration of the Spirit of God as the saints of God were worshiping in spirit and in truth. And I'm standing before you now to tell you that she did receive the Holy Ghost. And she's still in the church in Jefferson, Texas. But oh, friend, I'm talking against the sham. I'm talking against the imitation. I'm talking about the sacrifice that is not according to the Word of God. Where is your sacrifice? Where is your personal altar? Oh God, awaken us tonight. Oh God, shake us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 How long has it been since you danced your way into the church? How long has it been when you opened the front door? You ran in. How long has it been? Too many walk in. And flop down. Let everybody stand. Oh, I tell you, I've stood all day long today. I'm tired. So they sit down. They sit down and they look like a wet blanket. Yeah. People trying to worship God. I'm just too tired to worship God. And the wife, instead of the wife kicking him in his shins and saying, get up, you lazy thing, you're embarrassing me. She sits there by him and smiles. My husband is sitting there, so I'll sit down too. My. So here comes the song leader, glory, glory, glory. Oh. Let's all say praise the Lord. Let's all stand and be dismissed. Woo! Ready to go home. Don't criticize the people that worship God. Don't criticize the church that's producing in the altars because they're worshiping God. Don't criticize. Produce. And I'll tell you how to produce. Take the correct offering. Put it on your own altar and offer it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Then you can walk into the house of God with a free spirit. Woo! with a spirit of worship, with anointing. You might as well say hallelujah. I'm just getting started. Good. Hallelujah. I want to knock you. I want to knock a bush out of your way right now. Some of you saints. I wonder what's the matter with our preacher. He's sure dry. I want every saint of God to listen to me now. Our preacher just hasn't had the anointing lately. Let me ask you one question. Who made the oil that anointed Aaron and his children? The people did. They took the olives. They took the olives. And they bruised the olives. And they made oil. The people made the oil. And then the priest took the oil and anointed the high priest. That's where he got his anointing from. If you want your pastor to be anointed and on fire, you better start manufacturing some oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, the time for playing church, it's all over with. Jesus is coming soon, and you better be ready. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. You want the preacher to preach like the house on fire? You get in the prayer room, and you pray like the house is on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You anoint that preacher with your prayer, and he'll preach himself slap dead to death. Too many times a preacher loses their anointing when they look at dead, dried up saints in the pew. Glory. Now I'm here by invitation, and I'm taking advantage of it. Where is your altar and your sacrifice? Hallelujah. Are we offering this word a historical Pentecost? A traditional Pentecost? God forbid. God forbid. This generation demands to see Pentecost in its reality. Hallelujah. And I'm convinced that we have it. Pentecost in its reality is in our midst. There is not enough that are practicing it. Oh God, give us more Abrahams and less Lots in Pentecost. Now you know that there is no way that God can break in on us in a service unless we want Him to. Somebody's got to yield to God. And in too many churches we've depended on one or two or three or four. And if they miss church that night, you might as well fold your tent and go home. One or two families can go on vacation at the same time. We might as well all go home and have a picnic and eat fried chicken and potato salad. Come on now. You know why? Because the whole church is depending on them to yield to God, to break through the barrier of worship, that the blessings of God may come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I wonder what would happen to your church. I wonder what would happen to your pastor if Sunday night when you walk in that church, you are on fire. Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And before you go to your seat, you go to the prayer room. And if you don't have a prayer room, you go to the altar. And if the altar is not there, you go to a Sunday school room. And somebody can hear you say, "Oh, God, bless our service tonight. Anoint our pastor, Lord. Convict and condemn our sinners. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, give us a Holy Ghost service tonight." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder what would happen in your church. I wonder what would happen in your church if you go there and you enter His courts with praise like you should. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 How many wants a revival in your church? Come on, wave your hands. Hallelujah. It's within our means. It's at our fingertips. It's ours for the asking. Hallelujah. Oh God, make me an altar builder, Lord. Make me an altar builder, Lord. Let me learn to offer my own sacrifice, God. Hallelujah. How long has it been since you've prayed down your own blessing? How long has it been since you've needed something from God and you've wrestled with Him until the answer came? How long has it been till you, on your own volition, motivated by your own spiritual desire, attained the blessings of God that your heart has been crying for? Hallelujah. 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 You know what we need to be? We need to be like that little boy. Somebody gave him candy and he stuffed it in his mouth real quick. And his mother was standing by him and she was saying, what do you say now, John? What do you say now? What do you say? And he's so busy, he wasn't saying anything. He's going, munch, 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 munch. And he just took the last swallow. He said, what do you say, John? I said, give me more. Hallelujah. Give me more. Amen. Children are honest like that. And that makes the heart of God glad. Hallelujah. I said, that makes the heart of God glad. Give me more. Hallelujah. Give me more of the same. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost fires burn in my soul like they did 28 years ago. Let them burn. Hallelujah. Motivate me, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. No, 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 no. Leave me alone now, Brother Kershaw. I've got my thermostat set on 72. Leave me alone. I'm comfortable. You know, if you touch somebody that's comfortable, and there's so many saints. Anybody say anything? Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's worship. Some of the best saints you've got sometimes, you don't know what's in their hearts. You approach them on a little subject like hair. Well, that's right. You can talk to our men about their hair and they'll show an ugly spirit. You can talk to our ladies about their hair and they'll show a horrible spirit. You know why? There's something wrong down here. They're too comfortable. What they need is their soul set afire by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Let it burn, Lord. Let my soul burn. You know what's the matter? We've walked away from our altars. Do you know that when Lot left Abraham, he lost the influence of the altar? That's it. He lost the influence of the altar. And we've got too many people in our ranks that don't have the influence of the altar on their life. And our gospel says that you can't even be a disciple. You're not even qualified to be a follower of Jesus Christ unless you first deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friend, I'm not being critical. I love the United Pentecostal Church. Everything that I am, I owe it to the United Pentecostal Church. And because I love the United Pentecostal Church, I want to challenge you for a revival in your life, in your church, in your district, in your state, in your nation. And it only comes when men and women learn to build their own altars and offer their own sacrifices. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, it thrilled me so much. That Methodist preacher was hungry for God. Do you know what he used to do? Listen to me. They used to fast one day, pray for 30 minutes before they went to the church of their choice that night. They went to all brands of Pentecost. And their prayer was this: if I'm not in the right church, make me feel bad in my spirit. And he said, God, the minute I feel bad, I'll walk out. And he told me that he went to several churches after praying that kind of a prayer, and he would feel sick at his stomach. And he would stand up in the midst of the service, tell his wife and children to follow him, and out they went. Hallelujah. And when they came to our church, not because it's my church, it's God's church, but when they came to our church, after praying and fasting, they felt good in their soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm saying tonight is, we've got something worth fighting for. Hallelujah. We've got something worth praying about. We have got something worth our sacrifice. We've got something that's worth giving our entire life for. I still say, give me Jesus and take this whole wide world. Hallelujah. 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 I wonder if there's anybody here tonight. You still can stand up right now. Tiptoes. Stretch. Don't start talking when you're standing up or while you are in the action of standing. Wait till you get on your tiptoes and both your hands almost touching the clouds. Then say, I love you, Jesus. Do you still love him after hearing what I told you tonight? Do you still love him? Who'll be first to do that? Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember right now, the reason he pitched his tent towards Sodom, because he never built an altar and he never offered a sacrifice. And I promise you right now, friend, if you have become worldly minded, You have been neglecting your altars and your sacrifices. Hallelujah. 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 I know tonight that I'm speaking to the finest people in the world. But let me tell you right now, friend, it's time that we got a hold of the horns of the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time that we have become a powerhouse for God. Not our friend, not my mother, not my sister, but me, Lord. Me, Lord. Let me be what I ought to be. Hallelujah. Make me what I ought to be. And help me to be more like thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, reach over one time. Reach out and touch God one more time. And reach up. Ask God to help you right now. Come on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel led by the Spirit to do something here. I don't know. This is such a large crowd. I don't know if we should do it or not, but I feel compelled by the Spirit to do it. Amen. I feel compelled by the Spirit that the preachers in this congregation lay hands on everybody in this congregation tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what your idea of a camp meeting is. I don't think it's just to come here a sermon, see whether we like it or not. I think it's time that we allow the fresh blood of Calvary to touch our soul. Hallelujah. We need a fresh touch of God on our soul tonight. I tell you what to do. You young men here, move these altars against here. Come on, you young men. Come on, amen. Real quick. Amen. Move them close here. Come on, some more men. Help them move these altars out of the way, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Now, I want all the ministers in this, under this tabernacle, all the ministers, beginning with Brother Chapman, I want all the ministers, if you will, let's come and line up here facing one another so the people can walk right through the line and be prayed for. Amen. All the ministers, will you come please right now facing one another. Amen. I feel God wants to move on us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Stand here facing one another, all the ministers, if you will, please. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, all you fine ministers, if you will. Oh, thank God. Amen. Come on, line up facing one another. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like God wants to do something for us tonight. Oh, hallelujah. All right. I want the saints to start right here, come through the line, and move right on to the far corner. Amen. Start right now. Just come here and let the preachers lay hands on you as you come through. Let's everybody pray right now. Just lay hands on them, move them right on. Let them move right on. Amen. Hallelujah. Just keep on walking. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. In Jesus' name.
But give me Jesus. Take this whole world.
Where did he go to?
But give me Jesus.
Where did Galen go to?
I'm a
hallelujah, hallelujah.